Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayaka!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Beer currently 27 degrees. Looks delicious. Bars filling up. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. We'd love to see you if you can swing by. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle. The rest of the Week 10 schedule is Week 10 got off to an awesome start last night. Those two teams, when they get together,
it's always like
Lamar always wins, but
it seems like it's always like
boy, are they great games. They went to overtime earlier in the year, almost went to overtime last night. We'll get into that, get a little bit back into Falcons and Saints, of course, as well. We'll do our keys to a Falcons victory at 1:20, as we always do, about 20 minutes away from a college football corner, as well as obviously Georgia and Ole Miss tomorrow afternoon, Alabama LSU, essentially a playoff game for both of those teams, loser out. Probably, again, I don't know. Things are crazy. It's a 12-team playoff. Who knows what's really going to happen, but it feels like three losses kind of disqualifies you. And then we'll make some picks against the spread and play some sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. They say it never rains in Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all right.
What if it does?
What if it does?
Then I guess it did.
Because it's supposed to rain. It's supposed to be, you know, there's supposed to be some stuff down there this weekend. So, yeah, I don't know. But that game's always iconic, man. It really, really is. I know Lane Kiffin was complaining about night game. And I didn't realize it was Alabama LSU this weekend anyway.
Yeah.
But he's like, LSU got a night game? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's Alabama at LSU.
Yeah, but like, every time.
Both top 15.
Because the first time I played at Ole Miss, it was a night game. And it was – it was crazy. It was it was just crazy. We got our punter got pegged in the head with an airplane bottle, a beam.
Oh,
they threw. We were in the huddle and back by their end zone, and a big ass like 2-liter Sprite like landed on the it was crazy.
Dang,
it was crazy, man. It was crazy. Then the last time with Ole Miss was after 9/11, and I know everybody remembers when that Georgia fan was running through the airport. We were on the way. We had just got to Jackson Hartsville to take off to go down to we stayed in Memphis then. And like they shut the whole airport down. And we didn't know how. We sat on the bus outside the tarmac for like 2 hours. So we're like, how the hell are we gonna get down there for the game? They were talking about, well, we're just gonna ride the buses down there. Like, I'm not even riding no damn bus from Atlanta all the way down. That's a long ass drive. So obviously they were able to find us a plane in Augusta. So we had to bus from Atlanta all the way to Augusta.
I don't know the story of the Georgia fan at the airport.
Oh, yeah. Something happened with a Georgia fan, was running through the airport, got through security, but he had – it was like a camera or something. It was a whole bunch of mess.
It was right after 9/11.
Yeah, bunch of mess. We had to actually bus from Atlanta to Augusta and fly out of Augusta to Ole Miss.
Wow.
And then as soon as we get to Mississippi – I'm sorry, to Memphis, cause that's where we stayed at.
Who was on that Ole Miss team?
Eli?
Yeah. That's Eli's team, yeah.
Yeah, Eli's quarterback. And we get down there, and then it came like, it's a damn Georgia fan. It's a damn Georgia fan. Going to the game, I think they were saying.
Yeah.
And something happened with the security and all that stuff.
Interesting tie, because Eli's now going to be flying to Augusta a lot because he's a member. He got in.
Duh. What took so long?
I don't know. They don't just, like, let people in.
They let Eli in? I bet Peyton is.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Those two.
Are you still waiting on your invitation?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm waiting on.
Are you still?
That's what I'm waiting on. But, yeah, I mean,
Do you know anybody, personally know anybody, who is a member?
Of Augusta National?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm just hanging out with CEOs?
Maybe.
No, I don't.
You can buy your way there.
Me?
I'm not saying you. I'm just talking about in general.
I don't know
the cut. All I know is that every year I see the whole same disappointment of people trying to get tickets and they get denied.
Yeah. Like, I'll go to the Masters as a patron someday. I don't have any goals of being a member of Augusta National Golf
Club.
That'd be very cool, but a lot of things would have to happen between now and then.
We could talk to somebody.
That are unlikely.
We could talk to somebody.
Yeah, just make me the CEO of Disney.
We could talk to somebody.
And then let me save the future of broadcast news.
We could save somebody. We could talk.
It's all real.
We could talk to somebody.
It's all, let's talk about the NFL. Let's get to an NFL.
We can talk to somebody.
Anyway, Eli's a member.
How long is the waiting list?
I don't know. It's all very secret.
I'm just curious.
There's no, I don't know. It's like if they ask you, you want to do it, then you say yes. I don't think there's like a waiting list.
Interesting.
Interesting. I think they just assume everyone wants to be a member.
Right.
And then when they ask you, it's like, cool. And I don't know. There's probably some fee. There's probably some ceremony you have to go through. In like a basement with like a skull and bones thing. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Now I'm never getting in. I'm talking about it. All right. Week 10 kicked off last night. Bengals-Ravens, the game was amazing, as it always is when those two teams play. It came down to another decision to go for two or go for the extra point at the end of the game. They decided to go for two, and this is what it sounded like.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete! It's incomplete! And with 38 seconds left to play, the Hayes in the barn! What a wild way to end it tonight as the Ravens will sweep the series from the Bengals and improve to 7-3.
All right, two things. One, they had it set up where they went to they got out and they put a 3-by-1 with a stick combination right there with the tight end. And yes, we're usually always the first lead. Jamar Chase one-on-one backside. I'm going to Jamar Chase. I'm sorry. I know he was running a little wrap route and the defender was undercutting it. Damn it, I'm still going to try to throw the ball to Jamar Chase. But what a hell of a football game. Lamar Jackson. It's unbelievable. He's playing. I mean, you know what they're talking about? Well, you can't give him an – yeah, I mean, he's the MVP of the game.
You have to give him the MVP.
But that don't matter because Lamar needs to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And with that defense, they can't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no.
They can't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, as good as they are on offense and as great as he's playing, they give up too many big plays.
Yep.
And I know Chase and Burrow do that to people, but it's not just them.
Yeah.
Other teams have done that to them as well. I got a lot of respect for Joe Burrow and the way he goes about his
business. Yeah, because
and there were some gripes. Last night.
You could call pass interference on that play. He got hit in the face. You got hit in the face. Everything.
In an era where everybody tries to work the refs and can't wait to flop and cry and all that stuff, he doesn't do any of that. And maybe he might get more calls if he did, but I like that he doesn't.
Yeah. A pair of 2-7s going overseas. The losing coach.
Here, have this, Germany.
Does the losing coach get fired?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Because I think the Panthers will lose to the Giants, and I don't think they're going to fire Canales.
Okay. Well, we don't know his owner.
I don't know.
We don't know how he reacts.
Outside of him being crazy,
right.
But just like, why would they?
The only good thing that's happened in Carolina, they gave Chuba Hubbard a new contract.
Yeah, Chuba
good
got some money.
Good for him. Other than that, this is a raggedy game.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible football game. We find out whether or not the Bears are defeated.
Like,
if they've given up and if they've lost, if the coach play the Patriots.
They should beat
at home. They're favored by six.
They should
be able to handle them.
Yes.
If they don't, though, then those questions about Eberflus are serious, and he might get fired.
It's a problem.
Before the end of the month. Colts and Bills.
I like that. I like the Bills. I like the Colts in this one.
Really?
I like the Colts because they're at home. I like the Colts because they're at home. As good as Buffalo's been playing, I don't know why. It just seems like that Joe Flacco thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh Allen's playing incredible.
Yeah,
and again, Lamar, so he's kind of playing for second place.
Mark Cooper's
MVP.
Hurt. Mark Cooper's, I saw him during the interview. He had a cast on or something on his wrist or something.
The craziest Josh Allen stat is 17-2 touchdown interception ratio.
Josh Allen.
It's a man who turns the ball over a lot.
Yes.
He's not doing
that. And his last interception wasn't his fault. Coleman dropped the ball and then Rams picked it off.
Right. Yeah. If it wasn't for Lamar, he'd probably be the MVP.
No doubt.
But it is for Lamar.
Yeah.
And he's not the MVP.
Yes.
Broncos and Chiefs. Chiefs looking to stay undefeated. They'll probably win this game by
five
on a touchdown drive under a minute in the game. Bo Nix is actually playing pretty
good. They're playing good around him.
Yeah, they found a way to kind of build the offense and let him do what he does, really high percentage, completion percentage, short throws, stuff like that. And that defense is really good. So, I mean, Kansas City's going to beat them.
Yes.
But that should be a pretty good game.
I think so, too. I think but it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be a five-point game or something like that. As Patrick Mahomes gets the ball late or something like that, I'm interested to see how much more, and it's crazy that you can get more out of DeAndre Hopkins. You know, that's going to be the crazy. I think Pacheco is not back, but I think he's cleared to practice, I think, or something like that.
Kelsey had a great game last time
bouncing
out.
Back. I think Kelsey's getting back in shape.
Kareem Hunt had a really nice game last game out. That'll be interesting because, you know, they balled on offense, but it was against the Bucks.
Yes.
And kind of everybody does that to the Bucks. Just ask the Falcons. If they do that against the Broncos, then, I mean, they're already 8-0, so look out anyway.
Yeah.
But if they kind of figure that offense out.
Watch out.
Good luck.
Gotcha.
The 49ers and the Bucks, interesting one there.
Is Christian McCaffrey going to play? I'm curious because, I mean, he's been practicing, and they say it was no pain. So it'll be interesting to see if he plays and if he plays, how much he plays.
Yeah, that obviously is the biggest difference for them between what they've been so far. And he gets back and looks okay. I mean, they're just as good as anybody in the NFC.
No doubt.
Meanwhile, the Bucks just play really good games every single week.
Baker's playing so good, man.
And then they lose by three.
Yeah, Baker's playing good. I know he's turning the ball over, but he's really, you know, he's a gamer.
He's thrown 23 interceptions.
This year?
Sorry, no, my bad. 23 touchdowns.
Oh, it's like, damn.
Nine
it's interceptions. It's worse than I thought.
My bad. 23 touchdowns. 23 touchdowns, a lot of damn touchdowns.
Yeah, it is.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Steelers-Commanders. Wouldn't have expected this one to be good at the beginning of the season.
Interesting game.
But it's really good.
Can Russ continue to play well?
Yeah.
And Jaden Daniels. How do they get him off his spot with that defensive line? How do they get him off? Mike Williams is there. I'm assuming he's going to play a little bit.
Yeah, they'll get him off his spot.
Yeah, dude, I saw the funniest reel today about George Pickett. They call him NFL Young Boy. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's
hell
exactly
yeah.
Right.
That's exactly right.
God.
NFL Young Boy.
That guy just. Just focus.
Just a little bit.
Just focus and grow up just a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit. Minnesota is that Jacksonville. It seems like Trevor Lawrence not going to play.
Yeah, you were telling me
I don't know.
Trevor Lawrence stuff.
He's banged up.
Okay.
And everything. Is he like, man, I ain't finna get myself banged up. I don't believe that's the type of character
I don't think he would.
But, you know, he's going to be out for a minute with this. Cause he's banged up, so he's not playing. They say he's not going to play. So
they should be
Mac
careful.
Jones.
They're not good.
No, they're not.
They should be careful with him. And, yeah, Mac Jones. There
Mac
you go.
Jones going today. Eagles should beat the hell out of the Cowboys, and I hope they do.
I hope so, too. Eagles, by the way, they figured it out.
Yeah, man.
And
It's all about that damn coach getting out of people's way.
Which he won't.
Which he won't.
He won't. And ultimately, they'll probably lose a playoff game because of that. But they got the receivers healthy, and the offense looks good. Jalen Hurts isn't turning the ball over. Saquon.
He's amazing how a great player plays with other good players around him. And
Lions-Texans should be fun.
I was looking at that one. And then Arizona. Arizona should run for 250 yards.
Yeah.
Jets can't stop the run for some reason.
Sneaky little run they're on. Cardinals are playing kind of good.
They're playing, like, tough defense.
Yeah.
Dude, Buda Baker got 90 tackles.
They don't have anybody else.
He got 90 damn tackles.
Nobody else plays for that defense. All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will come back and switch from Sunday to Saturday. College football corner, Georgia Ole Miss, Alabama LSU. Bunch of other fun ones as well. Washington Penn State.
All right, baby.
White out. White out. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Folks are showing up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, listeners are coming by.
Got a question.
Always good to see people.
Because I love this song. This is my favorite song ever. It's
great beat.
If Fat Joe wasn't fat, do you think he would have made this song? Because that's all fat people can do.
They lean back.
You know?
Like,
if he was skinny like he is now. Cause like,
fit Joe?
Yeah, because I wouldn't say fit Joe. I would just say smaller Joe. Yeah, smaller Joe.
It's amazing. You get a lot of credit when you start out really fat,
yes.
And then you're just, like, kind of less fat.
Yes.
Versus if you're kind of always in decent shape, and then you get in, like, pretty good shape,
yeah.
No one really notices.
Yes.
You don't get compliments for that.
Yes.
I feel like I'm doing pretty good right now.
I mean, we were just talking. You're talking about your squatting and stuff, adding that to your routine.
Yeah.
But
I'm working it in.
And I listen to know everything because they always let us know. I just need to know this, okay? You said, why are you squatting?
Well, there's a few reasons.
But tell me. No. No, you know what the reason I want to know.
Yeah, you want me to say the thing on the radio again
yes,
that I said to you just a minute ago?
Yes.
I don't know. My algorithm must know I'm doing squats.
Right.
And some fitness person came on there and was like talking about how quad and hamstring health is the most direct tie towards life expectancy.
There we go.
Like the stronger your thighs are, the longer you live. Thighs stronger, live longer. That's what it is.
You know how many people squatting right now?
Right? I hope they
like
are.
People are out there doing squats and everything. Hey, I have no reason but to believe you.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I bet it's not. Like, it's not going to make me die sooner, I don't think. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going to be like the inverse effect of it. I'm out there, you know, I'm out there doing some squats.
Hey, I love it, dog.
Dead.
I love it, man. I love it. But
I've been working it in.
That's good. That's good, man. Because
she likes that little.
I told you that little muscle side, that little crease.
Yeah, that
thigh crease.
Thing.
I told you, dog.
Yeah.
Thigh crease, making them shouting that crease be showing.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, dog. Yeah, make sure you flex it every now and then. make sure you flex it every now and then.
I do.
So they can see that what's called that house shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That house shoe.
Little quad muscle. Let them see it. Anyway, that's what I've been doing. But I don't, to answer your question, I think he needed to be fat in order to make that song.
Okay, I was just curious, dude. I mean, I love the song. I love the song. But he's right. We pull up our pants and do the rock away.
It's a great song.
Lean back.
It's a good dance.
It's an awesome song.
It's a good song.
And it's this dance that everybody, like, you can't do that dance. You just can't dance.
Then you just can't dance. Yeah.
There's just
certain ones that if you can't do, then just.
It's not meant for you.
Retire from dancing.
Get over there in the corner like the Mother Brothers nowadays and just stare at people.
Stand around and try to look cool.
Yeah.
All right. We've talked a lot about Georgia and Ole Miss, and we'll get back into that a little bit more at 1 o'clock as well. I'll just say this about that conversation. If you missed what we talked about with Roddy DeBalsi at 11:40, check that out. Odyssey app, you can rewind to 11:40 podcast. Go to the website, 92.9thegame.com, Andy and Randy. Roddy with really good perspective on that one. It always feels silly for a game like that with so many factors to try to boil it down to one thing, but it really does. I mean, Carson Beck plays good, Georgia wins the game.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yes.
So we'll get back into that game more at 1 o'clock and hear from Kirby and Lane Kiffin and all that. Alabama-LSU.
Yeah, man.
Huge game.
Yeah.
Both in the top 15. It's going to be Tiger Stadium at night, which is always a treat. Number one on my college football bucket list right now. Would love to get there for a game at some point. It's a little bit of a different flavor because you've got DeBoer in his first matchup against LSU. Mm-hmm. You got Brian Kelly, who's obviously only been there for a couple years. The amount of great games that were played between Alabama and LSU in the Saban era.
Yeah,
I mean, this just really phenomenal stuff. And there's a lot on the line for this one. Whoever loses essentially is out of the college football playoffs. So desperate times tomorrow night in that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a high-scoring game. I really, really can. And I think
I agree.
You know, when you look at Nussmeier, I mean, we talked earlier. I didn't realize that he was a big enough, as big as he is as far as moving up draft boards and everything. Some people have him as the number one overall quarterback above Shador and above Cam. And so, you know, he has to play well. The defense has actually been playing better since Perkins got hurt, which is weird.
It is weird.
Which is weird. They're not going to be.
That linebacker they have. Man.
They're not going to be.
Whit Weeks, is that his name? That guy's a tackling machine.
They're not going to be fooled by the zone read. Like they were against A&M. You
sure?
I'm pretty sure they're not.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure that they're going to
defend
that.
Because they acted like they never seen it before.
It was awful. But
and Milroe's better at it.
Milroe's better.
Milroe's incredible at that.
Can they run the football? I think that's going to be the biggest thing when you talk about Alabama. But, I mean, I heard somebody say that their best player you know, when you look at from a skill perspective of Alabama, their best player, they don't get him the ball enough. They don't get Williams the ball enough. They don't get their young kid the ball enough.
Agreed.
I mean, this dude is a playmaker, and I keep saying it. I've been saying it for the last 2 years. LSU ain't got no corners. LSU don't got no cornerbacks. Or secondary, period. That's the weakest link of their defense. It just baffles me still to this day.
So is Alabama.
So is Alabama.
It's crazy.
Alabama, LSU,
those two
secondary.
Teams, between those two rosters, I'm sure there are some guys that will play in the league, but like, there's no first-round defensive
between draft. Alabama –
yeah, where you would watch games in years past where it's like the whole every DB taken in the first round was on those.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
It's crazy. It is. It's crazy to see those defenses like that, which is, again, just another example of how this one feels a bit different. I agree with what you said about Alabama has to run the ball. I'll go one step further and say Alabama has to run the ball with their running backs. Like, you need to get the running backs involved. Those guys are good.
They're good players.
And when they fed them, which they haven't really done,
right?
But when they fed them a bit,
those
guys have, yeah, it's really effective. Now, remember, Milroe last year against Alabama ran for 170 yards.
Like five touchdowns?
Against LSU, yeah. Four touchdowns on the ground. I think he threw for another one. 160 yards on the ground, whatever it is. And they are coming off that performance where they had no clue what to do against that zone read and Texas A&M. You have to think that they've been working on that for the last 2 weeks because they had the bye. I like Alabama in this one. I know it's hard to pick against LSU at home. And they're fairly even teams, but I like the Crimson Tide.
I like them
going into Baton Rouge.
I like them tonight.
Winning this football game. Florida at Texas. Is it new coach energy or is it coach saved his job energy?
I don't know.
Billy Napier.
I think Texas is going to beat the hell out of Florida.
Do you? Okay.
Yes.
I mean, they got a third.
They got third string quarterback
who played at Yale.
Yes. So. I think Texas is going to beat the hell out of Florida.
Yeah, probably.
But again, we talked about it yesterday. Napier has. Gotten a bill of whatever
lifeline.
Yeah. He's going to be back 25. I heard, and they because they're such a young football team, they think that he can grow with them and everything like that. Lagway's coming back. Lagway's dad approved it. You saw that, and so maybe they might be doing something. But I think Texas is going to beat the hell out of Florida tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be a real tough finish to the year for Florida with the schedule they have coming up. Miami at Georgia Tech. Miami remains
undefeated. Oh, it's a new game. Okay.
You look at the rest of their schedule. This is the hardest game Miami has left.
Yep. And Miami's going to let Georgia Tech be in this game because they've done it all damn year.
Absolutely, they will.
And then I was Cam Ward to throw on the cape, and he'll throw for four touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and they'll end up winning by 20 points.
I didn't realize, and I know he's been there for a while, and you have to be in order to have this record, but Xavier Restrepo is the all-time receiver in Miami.
Dude, I saw that. Last week.
Crazy.
Yeah, last week. And you're like, damn.
Pretty good receivers in Miami history.
There's two Hall of Famers in Irv and Dre. Then you got Santana Moss. And then, I mean, Reggie Wayne. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, well, hell.
Dang.
Damn.
Good for you.
Good for him, man. Yeah. I did see that. I was like, wow. Good for him. Leading receiver at Miami?
Yeah, it's awesome. And he'll probably have add to that resume tomorrow as well. Colorado, who's number 20 in the country.
Yes.
This is going to be weird to say, but it's true, quietly. They've kind of quietly put together a pretty solid year and is number 20 in the country.
They need this win, Bonk.
They do.
They need this
Texas,
win.
They're at Texas Tech, who
– just upset Iowa State.
They're the weirdest team in the country.
Yes.
Like, they'll beat Iowa State and play awesome, and they could go off offensively, and then they'll lose to just terrible teams in horrible ways. And so, I don't know.
They need this win.
All I know is, Colorado needs it, and with some of the other losses in the Big 12, Colorado's got a path to the Big 12 championship game.
They need this win, Bonk. I really, really do, and because, like you said, it's been quiet, and they can put themselves in position. And they got to keep winning. But, they need to win this football game, and I think they will. But they need to. They're coming off of a bye week, too.
Yeah.
And so guys are getting help. Their defense is playing well. It's hard to be better than they were, worse than they were last year defensively. Colorado's playing some good defense.
Travis Hunter kind of hitting the Heisman hype trail.
I mean, he's going to score two touchdowns tomorrow.
I hope he does.
Yeah, you know that.
I hope he does. South Carolina and Vanderbilt.
I like this
Never
game.
In a million years would I have thought
I like
at this
game.
Point of the season we'd be talking about this game, but
I
we
like
are because of the quarterbacks.
Yes.
South Carolina with an awesome win last week. Lenora Sellers is just a treat to
he's
watch.
He's a fun player because
– load of
He's a boomer bust player on every single play.
Yeah.
it's just what he is.
He'll run you over, though.
But I didn't realize this, and I saw this, that Vanderbilt's quarterback, because they beat Auburn last week, he's beaten Hugh Freeze four times.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 years in a row.
Yeah. Like, oh, what?
Yeah, Diego Pazzi.
Yes, he beat him at Liberty.
Yep, when he was at Liberty.
When he was at Liberty.
He was at New Mexico.
Yes.
They beat him there. Their only loss.
Yeah, right? Which is, I was like, then.
Last year, when New Mexico beat Auburn,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And then this year, yes. Vanderbilt beat him again.
Yeah, that's Hugh unbelievable.
Hugh Freeze hates Diego Fabian.
Hugh Freeze has got to hate that dude. I think this is going to be a very, very interesting game. South Carolina, and I thought they would be ranked.
Yeah.
I thought at least in 25. Well, after how
one of the two of them.
Yeah. Especially how they beat down A&M last weekend.
Yeah.
I would have thought they might have found some way to sneak in there.
Yeah. Florida State at Notre Dame. Notre Dame probably win that game by 1,000.
Oh, my God.
Washington. Nice win last week
Great
over
win.
USC.
We're not going to poo-poo.
No, we are not.
Yeah.
We are not. I'll say this. This is I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there with Jed Fish. I understand it's a very difficult situation that he came into for sure. They played pretty good against Indiana, and Indiana's awesome. Like, Indiana's been blowing everybody out. They were in that game well into the second half, well into the fourth quarter. They end up losing by 2 touchdowns, but that was a pretty good performance against Indiana on the road. They beat USC last week, so all right. I don't know. Penn State?
I mean, Penn State could be. I mean,
you remember
2 weeks ago, this was the game Mike said he was worried about.
Yeah.
Mike Cotton said he's worried about this game. They're going to trick off a game right there because I don't look at Ohio State's tricking.
No.
Yeah, I don't look at. They could trick
them. They could have won that game for sure if they made a play or two here or there. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they lose to Ohio State twice.
Yeah, watch out, BYU.
Really?
Watch out.
Why?
Just because they're going to Utah.
Interesting.
Just watch out, Utah.
Huh.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, BYU, watch out.
Utah's so bad this
they
year.
They are. Though. They're very bad. Watch out. Their coaches are
They have a very good coach.
And watch out. Watch out, Indiana. Now, Michigan stinks. Michigan can't do anything. All right. Aren't they back on their fifth quarterback? They know they had a quarterback retired that started the game and all that other thing.
They did have a guy retire.
Yeah. This is
Are they going back to Orgy?
This is the biggest, this is the most success Indiana's had.
Yep.
When? Since Bobby Knight?
Since ever. They've never been 9-0 before.
Yeah. And so, you know, they ain't really played nobody either.
That's true.
And so that's how people are viewing it, man.
They beat the hell out of everybody.
They beat the hell out of everybody. And they're probably going to beat the hell out of Michigan.
You just said. Look out for both the games that I picked.
All right.
Both of my points against the spread games.
Watch out. I went 0-4 last week. So
I think I did too.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if we can do better this week. We'll make our picks against the spread coming up next. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy as well. Thanks for being with us on a happy hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We all just made our orders.
Yes.
All the food here is incredible.
Yes.
Every item on the menu that we've had is fantastic.
Yes.
But there's some stuff that's like a little bit like, all right. We were reminiscing about the time a former coworker of ours ordered the trout.
Ordered the damn trout.
Got the big old rainbow trout.
And the thing about it was, we didn't hear him order it or nothing, and we're just sitting here talking.
Right, I didn't know it was coming.
I think he did, and he arrived in the middle of a segment, and I think we both stopped. Like, what the hell? Huge fish. What the hell is that?
A
rainbow, and I love rainbow trout. I love trout.
Trout's delicious.
Love me some rainbow trout.
I just didn't expect to see
it. Yeah, dog. Love, you put it on the grill, everything?
Oh, sure.
Dude, but puppies, like, I love this dog. He loves me. Like, he follows everything. This morning, he's about to be homeless, Andy. This dude, like, the destruction of a yard that a big-ass puppy does.
Yeah. Like, how big is he now?
Like, he's big as hell.
He's probably bigger than Boone by now.
I think he is. Yeah. He's bigger than Boone, but he thinks he's a baby puppy.
Right.
And so he likes to flop, and when he hits the ground, he's like, boom, like, this is how big this dude is. And so I go out this morning, I just let him out, usually, and I go out there, and just like, damn, homie. And I found out, because remember last week he ate my cord, my favorite cord. My cord that got me from, it's a 100-foot cord with like three, like, that's my outside cord. He ate it. And I was so mad at him. He knew I was mad at him. And so I found this thing in your algorithm, and it talked about he knows he's wrong. And everything, the gestures that he was doing was all the thing that this article was saying about.
Okay.
He knew I was mad at him, and he was acting out.
Like he was trying to say sorry.
Like he's trying to say sorry. And I was like, man, leave me alone, man. I don't want to pet you right now. And so he turned on his side and he lay on his back. This is what his breed does. They lay on the back and he just sits there and look at you. I don't care. You want a belly? I want a damn belly rub. You broke my stuff. But it was so crazy. And so this morning when I go outside and he knew he had messed up. He knew it. Because she's always like, oh, he's just a puppy and everything. Until he ate her damn plant. Ate the whole plant. Now she's mad. And so now here he goes at Donna's feet. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But yeah. Like, I wasn't going to put him out. But he ate her whole plant.
Oh, man.
Just potted plant.
Yeah.
Just potted plant. Dug it up and ate it.
That's a no-no.
Dude.
Luckily, it didn't make him sick.
No, dude, that's that dude good. Got an iron stomach.
Yeah, he can
man.
Eat whatever.
That dude got an iron stomach, man.
You know who really likes puppies? Jack. I think he thinks he is one. Like, when we see him in public. Yeah. Like, first of all, he's always trying to eat Boone's dog food, which is ridiculous. And he always wants to give him a treat when we give him treats. And then he'll try to sneak one. And it's like, you can't have dog treats. Give it to him. But when we see him in public, he'll bark at him. It's just like.
Hold on. Jack barks at the dog?
He barks at the dogs. He just starts going, woof, woof, woof. It's hilarious. It's so funny. It's so funny. We'll sit on our porch and people will walk by. And if they have a dog, he'll start barking at them.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
He's being raised by Boone.
Yeah, Boone, that's what it seemed like.
Boone's made a bigger impact on him than me.
I love it, man.
All right, let's make some picks against the spread. How did we do last week, Abe?
Randy went 0-4, as previously mentioned. Andy and Bo both went 1-3. I went 3-1.
Damn, Abe's on fire.
Yeah, I'm having a good year. Randy's 19-21. Bo and Andy overall 20-20. I am 26-14.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, you know he's loving that.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. All right, Randy.
All right, so I got to get back off the schneid. I know I keep saying they're going to let him in this game, but I still think Miami covers against Tech.
What is the line?
11.
11, okay.
Give me Missouri minus – no, I'm sorry, plus 2. It should be plus 2.5 versus Oklahoma.
Okay.
Because they're playing at home. Missouri's playing at home. Give me Chicago Bears minus 6 versus New England, and the Chargers minus 7 versus Titans.
I'm going to go BYU minus 2.5 at Utah, even though you try to talk me out of it. I still think Utah's very good. Indiana minus 14.5 versus Michigan. They're 8-1 against the spread this year. They have only not covered the spread one time all year.
Damn.
They beat the hell out of everybody. And Michigan's just not very good, so I think Indiana can handle them. I got the Cardinals getting 1.5 against the Jets.
Did he sign the contract? The coach at Michigan.
Luckily,
right, okay.
That got – yeah, I know.
Okay. All right, okay.
I know. That was what I was thinking about, Sean Moore, when he hadn't signed it.
Right.
I was like, this year's about to be rough.
Yeah.
Like, you better sign that contract to get some guarantee. Yeah, he took care of that in September, luckily. Right. Cardinals getting 1.5 at home against the Jets, and then the Eagles minus 7.5 at the Cowboys, who aren't good.
No, they are not good.
So I'll tell you who else is not good, and that is Michigan. So I'll give up that same 14.5 points. I'll take Indiana in that one. And the utter disrespect by Las Vegas for my LSU Tigers, giving them points at home, give me LSU plus 2.5 versus Bama. I can't not take that, and it really just bugs me that I can't do that. I'm going to be contrarian to Randy's pick of the against the Patriots. The Bears are not playing. Caleb Williams hasn't had a good game in 6 weeks.
That is true.
Yeah.
All right.
But
so
the Patriots stink.
But they do. Drake May's playing well. Christian Gonzalez on the other side of the ball. Very undersung season he's having there. So he'll be able to take away at least one. Give me the Pats plus 6 at the Bears.
All right.
And then Joe Flacco only plays good versus the Jacksonville Jags. That is not who the Colts are playing. Give me the Bills minus 4 at the Colts this weekend.
All right, Abe.
I'll take BYU as well. I know Utah's coming off a bye. They don't know who their quarterback is. BYU is one of the leading teams in the country in interceptions. I will take them on the road. I'm also going to take Iowa State. Iowa State's going on the road to face Kansas, who's coming
like
off a bye. They're
like
only 2.5 point favorites.
This is weird. Every game they play is a 3-point game.
Yeah.
And then they blow it.
I'll take Iowa State to rebound. I'm with Bo on the Bills there, minus 4 against the Colts. I didn't really love a ton of the games and lines in the NFL, so I'm going to go ahead and just emotionally go with Falcons minus 3.5 against the Saints.
All right. I didn't like a lot of the NFL lines either.
Yeah, it was tough.
I liked the college ones, which probably means I'm going to get them wrong. All right, let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
All right, gentlemen.
Andy.
I promise no sports Halloween questions.
Dude,
or probably ever.
Dude,
how about Thanksgiving?
Like, I just know this.
Thanksgiving, we can probably find some.
It's
good,
usually
but
Abe tripping. But you was tripping last week, dog.
I tried to make it work.
You was tripping last
it
week,
didn't.
Man.
Hey,
you
so
lesson learned.
We heard that the questions are divided. Like, you guys did half and half, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Are they mixed, or did you? Kinda...
No, there's a line.
Oh, there's a line. Okay,
yeah. You may be able to tell.
I thought it'd be kind of fun if we guessed.
We knew that was your
question
as well. Yeah,
but he could mix it up. He doesn't have to go in order.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I could. That would be very confusing.
I don't want to confuse anybody.
All right, gentlemen, what city hosted the 1988 Winter Olympics?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Oh, damn, you said winter. Salt Lake City, Utah.
That is incorrect.
1988. I know it was the Olympics.
Can you tell me the country?
I think that would probably be
okay,
cheating.
That would be cheating. Moscow, Russia.
That is incorrect.
Saskatchewan.
Would you know the city if I gave you the country of Canada?
Toronto.
They were in Calgary, actually.
Calgary.
That was a pretty big Olympics. Okay.
Why was it big?
I don't know. It's just a memorable Olympics, I guess.
How you going to sit up here and say it was memorable, Olympics, and then we ask you why?
I don't know.
Why would where I got these trivia questions from pull that one out of just nowhere? Thought something may have happened there or something. As of a Thursday afternoon, who leads the NBA in scoring average with 32.6 points per game after 7 games played?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Anthony Edwards.
That is incorrect.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
32 points a game. Is Anthony Davis?
That is correct. The other Anthony. Randy's on the board. Scores 1-0. Who won the Heisman in 2003 when Ole Miss quarterback Eli Manning finished third?
Oh, my God. I know this answer. I was in the NFL.
Andy.
Oh.
Andy Bunker.
Was it Jason White?
Yes.
It was Jason.
Yes, it was.
White.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
I was like, Oklahoma's quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, the Falcons and Saints have only played one playoff game against each other. In which decade did that game take place? Randy Michael.
I know Michael Vick was a quarterback. No. He ran over that was the Rams he ran over. No, he beat the Saints. So it was Michael Vick.
What decade was that?
2000.
That is incorrect.
Really?
I thought it was earlier than that. I don't remember Vick playing against him in the playoffs.
I thought he played against him in the playoffs.
The 90s.
That is correct.
It was like 91.
Oh, my God. That is a raggedy-ass question. Hold on real quick. Mike Bell. The Jamaican bobsleigh team.
Oh, that was 88?
Yeah, that's Jamaican bobsleigh team.
That's why it's memorable.
Mike Bell just hit it. It was Jamaican bobsleigh team.
Appreciate it, Mikey.
Appreciate it, Mike.
I knew it was memorable for some reason.
I didn't know where it was, but I knew that. Yeah, okay.
I don't – all right. Anyway.
Yeah, you can't believe.
Shut up, bobsleigh team. Name one of the other two.
That movie.
I love that movie.
Me too.
I love the movie.
Me too. Going back and watching it, there's parts of it that don't hold up.
Like what?
I don't know. Just like every character. It's like that person's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
I love the movie too. I'm not trying to.
I don't know. I'll put you there.
Dougie Doug. It's like he's got an egg.
Yeah, he gets an egg. Doug, are you dead?
You can probably say that about most movies that were made like 20 years ago. All right, let's see here. Name one of the other two cities that Georgia and Ole Miss have played a game in besides Oxford and Athens.
Say it again?
Name one of the other two cities that Georgia and Ole Miss have played a game in besides Oxford and Athens. Andy Bunker.
I'd have no clue.
Atlanta.
That is incorrect.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Did they play a Sugar Bowl or something one time?
New Orleans? They have never played in New Orleans.
Memphis.
That is correct.
And I said, and I kept saying...
Your second answer doesn't count.
I kept saying, we stayed in Memphis.
Oh.
We stayed in Memphis.
Memphis not too far from Oxford.
Yeah, we stayed in Memphis.
When we drove to Memphis, we drove through Oxford.
Damn. All right, let's see here. In the top five of active scorers in the NBA, you have LeBron, Durant, Harden, Westbrook. And as of Thursday afternoon, this player who is in his 16th season.
Randy.
Little help, Abe. Who did you hear first?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
All right. The guy who is in the top five, 16 year. Is it Steph?
What's that?
Was it Steph Curry?
No, it is not Steph.
That was going to be my guess.
Oh. Great guess.
So these are the top five active scorers.
Yes.
And number five got into the top five Thursday, 16th season.
Correct.
No.
Lots of
as of Thursday, he leads.
Oh, he leads?
Oh,
in
man.
Case but- there was a statistical change last night.
Ugh.
Who are the other four?
LeBron, Durant, Harden, Westbrook. It just says he's one of the five.
Dang. Chris Paul?
It's not Chris Paul. DeMar DeRozan.
Wow.
Wow. Would never guess that. Would never guess that.
He's off to a nice start. Sacramento.
Would never guess that.
So in 12 days, we will find out if Chris Sale is the next Atlanta Brave to win a Cy Young Award.
What do you mean? I thought he won it.
No, he got a gold glove is the only thing that's been
in. For some reason, baseball gives away their awards at Christmas.
I thought he got it.
I don't know why.
One a week, like for a whole month. Okay. It's very annoying. Okay. Who was the last Braves pitcher to win the Cy Young? Randy Michael.
The last Braves to win the damn Cy Young. I know this answer, but I can't remember his damn name.
There's only a handful to choose from.
I know. The last. No, they didn't give it to Kimbrel. I remember that. It's either one of the three. So I'm gonna go with Maddux.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Glavin.
That is correct.
Yeah, it was one of those guys.
Score now is Andy Bunker is up 3-1 with only about a minute left here. So Randy's gonna have to go.
Have
on
we gotten
run.
To Abe's questions yet?
Yeah, these have been Abe's questions. Oh. Yeah,
that's why they suck.
Abe likes using present statistically fed numbers.
He does.
There are only two running backs in the NFL right now with over 800 yards rushing. Derrick Henry and what are the ball carrier?
Oh, my God. I was going to say Derrick Henry. Why can't it be Derrick Henry? 800 yards. Hell, I don't even know, Andy.
I don't either.
I will go. Maybe the guy we talked about. Is it Chuba Hubbard?
It's not Chuba Hubbard. That's a great guess. I think he's 6, though.
Oh.
Is it Saquon?
It is Saquon. Ding, ding, ding. That is going to put Andy Bunker in the winning seat as we are out of time. There it is.
Why do we have to do a mixture of questions, Bo?
We didn't even get to mine.
If Abe's questions do not suck, I'm just kidding, all right? So, you know, because
a lot more numbers than his questions.
It's too many numbers, man. Look at that little suit. Other than counting them bills.
Note to Abe, make more trivia questions about counting.
I'm just going to sit here and wait and see how far Randy goes.
No, I'm not going
to. Every sentence gets better.
No, I'm not going to do that, man.
You done?
No, I'm done. I ain't going to mess with Abe today, man. Abe's not here. Can you tell the difference Abe not being here?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything. I don't. Because there's nobody. I mean, never mind.
Go on, please continue.
Abe and Bo are different
people. Abe and Bo are different people, but I'm not. We don't have to sit here and go up under a dozen wings in 5 minutes.
He is amazing at eating wings.
Abe eats wings like he's in a wing contest, he clears the whole bone. That's why I blank with Abe.
He definitely does.
That's why I blank with Abe.
The bone is clean.
Yes.
Now, he might have a little sauce on his forehead.
Abe, last time it was dimples.
Abe tucks a napkin into his shirt, but that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. We'll come back with the final hour of the week. Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.